to continue right here in the Middle East as we switch over to Itamar Marquez. He is the director of Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website, PALWATCH, PALWATCH.org, and you can stay up on whatever is being said in the Palestinian media. As I understand it, Itamar, in just a few moments, you're going to be addressing the Italian legislature. What's that?
Well, I'll be, there are 30 members of Italian Parliament who are visiting here in Jerusalem right now. And I'll be speaking to them, actually, correct, in about an hour.
Oh, that is great. You're going to be briefing them on what really the Palestinian media is saying.
Exactly. And in fact, one of the reports that we prepared especially for the meetings with members of Parliament is actually something that might be special to your listeners as well. It's how the Palestinians misrepresent Jesus as a Muslim Palestinian. That report, by the way, is available on our website from our homepage. People can find it and link into it and get it actually either in English or in Italian.
Well, you know, I do have several questions to ask you, but hey, you've twicked my interest. Go ahead and talk to us about what you're going to be briefing the Italian legislators.
Well, in general, I'm going to be making a presentation about the Fatah, the main leadership of the Palestinian Authority, which has a reputation around the world as being moderate. And what we have found is that when you listen to them in Arabic, you get a completely different message. There's no recognition of Israel. There's tremendous, tremendous demonization. And when I say demonization, I'll just give you an example. The sermon on television a week ago, on Palestinian television, a religious leader said the following: the Jews are the enemies of Allah and the enemies of humanity. The Prophet, meaning Muhammad, said, kill the Jews. And then he went on, even if monkeys would cease to bray, dogs cease to bark, and wolves cease to howl, and snakes cease to bite, the Jews would not cease their hatred toward Muslims. And this is why, therefore, he goes on, that you have to therefore fight and kill the Jews. This depiction of Jews as the enemies of humanity, therefore, the conclusion is, if you kill the Jews, you're doing a service to humanity. This is the crux of this ideology, and this is coming from the mainstream, from Mahmoud Abbas's television, and this is, Mahmoud Abbas is the one who the United States is encouraging Israel to negotiate with as if he's a moderate.
Now, what are you saying, though, about Jesus as a Muslim? What are they saying there?
Exactly. So here, one of the things that's important for the Palestinians is to create a history for themselves. They try to deny Jewish history in the land, and when they say that the Jews were never in the land of Israel, they have to fill in that void. And what they do is they then turn everything that happened that was Jewish or connected to Judaism, including the temples, everything is turned into Muslim. And, for example, Jesus, who certainly was not Palestinian or Muslim, is presented by the Palestinians. And I'll give you one example here. This is the Mufti speaking on Palestinian television not so long ago, and he said, we're talking about an ongoing chain of prophets of Islam from Adam to Muhammad. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, so he was a Palestinian, and we respect Jesus as a Muslim prophet, just like we respect Muhammad as a Muslim prophet. So a total rewriting of history, and we have dozens, in this special report, we have dozens of examples of how they misrepresent Jesus. They take away his entire heritage. In fact, they take away the entire heritage of Christianity, because by saying that he preached Islam, it means that there never was an authentic Christianity, there never was an authentic Judaism. So this is what they're doing. They're denying everybody else's legitimacy. They claim, are the only ones who are legitimate, and they're the only legitimate religion, they claim.
Wow, that is an indictment against those who are propagating that falsehood. Jesus as a Muslim. Very interesting. And this is what they are using the Palestinian media to propagate among their own people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You will never get this message. When Abbas comes to Washington, he talks about moderation. He talks about accepting Israel. To his own people, every single message is completely different.
You had a report also about the Jihad Boy on Palestinian Authority television. Explain that to us.
Well, there was a Fatah event that actually was in Egypt, and Palestinian news decided to to broadcast this on TV, and you've got a little boy speaking, probably, I don't know, a 10-year-old, I would guess, and he says, we are going to liberate Palestine with our hands, we'll liberate it with our weapons, with our stones. It's a continuation of teaching young children that they should see violence as a means of solution to problems, not negotiations, not talking. If you have a problem, you go and you think violence. This is the message coming from the television station.
So they're teaching children that philosophy of life. They have in the past, have Palestinian television I'm talking about, have they not used cartoon characters to do that same type of thing, propagate these falsehoods and incite in young children this type of philosophy for life?
Absolutely. You've got, for example, you had a few years ago on Palestinian TV, one very striking example, you had a puppet talking to some children in the studio audience, and the child asks the puppet, what would you do if someone chopped down your tree? And the puppet responds, I would do a massacre. I would get an AK-47 rifle, and I would do a massacre if a child cut down my tree. That's one example. But recently we had an incredible example on Hamas television, which is continuing in the same direction as Fatah has. And here they had a young child on television, a young girl, actually, who called in on the phone. And the host in the audience, and this is actually a human being inside a gigantic puppet suit of a bear, and the puppet asks the girl on the phone, how was it for you during the Gaza war? Were you afraid to die? So the girl answers, no, I wasn't afraid to die. I wished for shahada, martyrdom for Allah. So the host says, how wonderful, even this little girl, how old are you? And she says, I'm 10. And the host responds, not more than 10 years old, and she wants to die as a martyr for Allah. We all wish for this martyrdom for Allah. This is the continuation of what we call the culture of death, where children are taught that death is a higher value than life. They're taught to see death as the ultimate goal, as dying, as being better than something, as living. And this is continuing. This was just about a week ago on Hamas television for young children.
I need to talk to you about the Prime Minister of Israel saying that talks are possible between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and possibly in the next couple of weeks. I understand this weekend, actually, Mahmoud Abbas, President of Palestinian Authority, is in Egypt discussing the U.S. proposals for continuation of peace talks with Hosni Mubarak there in Egypt. But what is the truth? What is the Palestinian media saying, Itamar, about the possibility of going back to the negotiating table and peace between Israel and the Palestinians?
The Palestinian media isn't talking about this at all. They keep insisting that Israel has to make all these unilateral, give in to Palestinian demands before they'll even come to the table. They want Israel to stop building in Judea and Samaria. They want Israel to stop building in Jerusalem. There is no justification for this, not morally, not historically, and not even according to the agreement. Because as you and I know, and I'm sure your listeners know, even according to the Oslo Accords, Jews and Israelis have a right to build all through Judea and Samaria, what they call the West Bank, until there would be a final settlement which would force them to stop, which would force us to stop. Now, right now, the only reason they want us to stop building the only motivation is because of terror. They did terror. They killed people. They killed 1,500 Israelis in their terror war. And now they're saying, if you don't want us to go back to that, stop. Well, that's not the way you negotiate. If you want to negotiate sincerely, you say, we're not going to use violence. We're going to talk. So Netanyahu is saying, Israel's prime minister is saying, we will negotiate with no conditions. But the Palestinians keep insisting that they will not negotiate until Israel gives in, essentially to their blackmail. So that's where it stands now. And it'd be interesting to see if the United States can put enough pressure on Abbas to come to the negotiating table, or if they're going to stick with their current position, which is no negotiations until Israel essentially gives in on all their illogical demands.
And as you said, only time will tell. We'll continue to stay abreast of what the Palestinian media is truly saying to its people as we continue our conversations with Itamar Marcus, director of Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website, palwatch.org, or you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. We will link you to that website. Itamar, thank you very much. Have a good time with the Italian legislators as you meet with them there in Jerusalem, and we'll talk again in the future.
Pleasure talking to you, Jimmy. Have a good day.